Okay, so this is the list we need to trim down, and then we can move on to the rest of the event. So we need to take this down to 49,000 or maybe probably let some contingency in our budget. I'd recommend about 46,000.
Thank you.
Those culverts that fall in my gut, and that'd be pretty expensive, but you have to be able to use those.
Yeah.
Dave Curley needs one.
Oh, give Dave Curley a cookie.
No,
a coffee.
He needs a coffee.
Oh, here's one, Dave.
Okay.
Lady Lake or barbecue?
Okay, I think the thing that we ought to focus on here is, first of all, what are the top priorities? If we pick the top five priorities and then we spend some time saying, now is this dollar amount really right? What should it really be? Then we can see, do we have room for three more priorities? If that makes sense.
Can we jump around?
Mm-hmm.
I would put $6,000 on pinching the medal.
For example, well, I don't even want to talk the number. I just want to talk the item. If we say leaf spring is the number one priority, we'd say leaf spring, and then we'd say, you know, the two or three others, then we'd really focus on, well, should we say 2,900? So can we kind of at least look at what would we say are the top five priorities here? So we could reach some consensus on it.
Meadow Canyon fence? Meadow fence?
Okay, I shall take some tick marks here for voting. So,
could I just have, I don't want to sound really stupid, but I don't understand the leaf spring culvert. Could you give me just a...
The leaf springs is just above Broad Hollow, so the spring over on one side that serves the people where he lives.
Okay, so the 29,000 though, is that's a big budget item here.
Yeah, there's a spreadsheet that I think Linda handed out.
Yeah, spring development, spring pump station,
$800,000.
So, but can you just give me a little talk on what we need to do with this?
Okay. Jody, I think, is one that wanted to share her thoughts with that. She was on here.
Jody, are you still there?
She may have stepped
in. Yes, I'm here.
There we go. She's the one that's...
Okay, can you just... I'm sorry, maybe it's just me, but could you just give me a little pep talk on why you think we should... Since you put this on here, can you sell me a little bit on it?
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's kept a priority when we talk about any developing of water systems throughout the ranch area, that this one has been looked at for the past 2 years. And if we're going to ever build a spring there, this is right now the current bid for it, and the... Split up into three phases so that we can maybe accomplish one every few years or something until it's finally done. But I just wanted to keep it on a priority list as far as it's been on the thought table, on the table for a couple years, and before we do any other spring development throughout the ranch, it needs to be considered.
Okay.
And Dirk, if those of us at home don't have the whole list that you're looking at, I wrote a list of what we've got. Can we go over the whole list of what you've got on there that we might have missed? Make sure we have all those before we start picking priorities.
I can scan it and email it to you if you'd like.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that would be great. Or you can just verbally as you go through all this, whichever.
I could do that faster than I could go through it all. But...
Okay, well, either way, that would be appreciated. But does that answer your question, Kathy?
Sure.
Okay.
But can I ask a quick question? Why is the ranch, why is DSROA going to pay for it when in my neck of the woods, if we want water, we pay for it ourselves?
That's my wondering, too. Why are we responsible for that, small area?
No.
That's basically about 10% of the lot, maybe less.
So
right, and here's the situation on that. We had a few members that wanted to do it. and we were given permission a few years ago by the board to do that, but then that permission, when we were going to do it, our budget, we were going to plan on 1500 a piece for like four families to do, and we could have had it done, but it was made clear that, and I sent a letter in about this, it was made clear from the current board that we would need to put a public water system in if we're going to develop that spring because it's an important spring of some nature. And that's why to do the public system, it comes out to the total of $880,000. Otherwise, we could have done it ourselves for $4,000 or so, $20,000 between the four of us, but we didn't have permission to do that. And so if we want to make it into a public water system, it needs to be something bigger than members alone would foot the bill for, but not to say that they couldn't put money towards that project later. And as they hook up, they pay a fee. That's what the thought is.
It will be considered along with the things.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And her email was to all the board members who received it. Most all of this information was sent to all board members.
Okay, Vance and Jody, you have an email with these.
Get the list.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, yeah. I've got the budget items requested for review. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I just sent it 30 seconds
ago. Oh, you sent another one. Okay. Hang on. We'll click the old send and receive here. Not yet.
Got to go to Hong Kong. It'll be back.
Yeah, right.
Got to go through WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Or even worse, it has to go through Starban. You guys laugh, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We feel your pain.
Okay. Who can start suggesting some way to prioritize? As you look through the list, what stands out?
And you start from the top and go down and give it a rating of 1 to 10.
It seems like to me the most important things in the ranch are keeping the roads maintained, water, and the facilities. And everything else besides that is icing on the cake. So I would say
grading roads
and culverts, unless we can cut them down a little bit, get a little bit, let's focus on them.
Well, I think grading roads and culverts is grading roads. We have to do some of that. Culverts, we had this additional thing, which was to maybe put $3,000 towards cinder and gravel. But I'd agree those, at least first two, are got to be top priority.
We definitely have maintained.
So everybody agree grading roads and culverts is priority one and two?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Making progress.
Okay.
Maintaining the cabins is something that, since they're in public.
Now, I didn't put the gravel and cinder as a priority list.
Right.
So, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I think maintaining the cabins, so, like, if they really need paint, they should be painted before they start deteriorating. We could probably do that for a lot less than having a professional come in.
I think cabin doors are an essential, because some of them are...
That's
part of maintaining cabins. As far as painting cabins,
really?
Yeah, cabin doors is the bottom one, and
All right.
We talked about that we just need to do some every year.
That's the minimum.
That's just material.
Is 500 even, that's not enough to do one cabin with two doors.
I think they're about $300 a piece.
I can get them at a place up in Salt Lake that has, they're not perfect doors. But I think they're really good doors.
They're exterior metal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Insulated, six-panel.
For what?
150 each.
Windowed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Some of them are windows.
I think we got to get windowed doors.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of them, huh?
I think we need to get a standard and stick with it.
Yeah.
I would like to.
I can bring them down if they're in Salt Lake. I mean, that would annoy
you. Yeah, I can't go get it today, you know, pick it up. But they're in there all the time. And he said that you just keep it, you just call and ask, and somebody doesn't pick them up, or if we can get them. We figured 150.
Okay.
So
I could bring them.
I'm just trying to be realistic as far as what we could offer. I came in.
Yeah.
Saying we could afford $500 today.
We're going to need the trim around them, and some things are the thresholds.
Mm-hmm. So, can I have more?
I think if it's a priority and we need to put more money with it to make it work, because I don't think. Priority 3 and make it 1,000.
Okay.
Is that good?
How long can we neglect the water in the meadow in that study? I mean, we need to preserve our roads and maintain them, but we also need to do the same with our water.
The upper spring for 5,000.
Water is dead.
Got to be up there at the top.
Yep.
Well, I agree. Because it is for the common areas.
Okay.
And I didn't look in Jody's spreadsheet here. I'm just wondering, Jody, if we have this analysis done with the meadow and the upper water system, I wonder if we could get a cheaper price by having an engineering firm look at both of those at the same time.
That makes sense.
Well, I'm sure you'd probably save transportation coming out and going back. I have a question on that, though. I guess the upper spring is what?
Nothing wrong with the upper spring.
Yeah, what are we looking at in studying the upper spring? What is that about?
That's doing a preliminary study for its use as culinary water and to have an engineering drawing showing approximately where the lines would go, and then a budget could be put together on that before any kind of construction. I was curious to know where you got your numbers from. Is there an engineering company up here that did that?
Yes, it's in my letter that I sent out. It was Tom at TC Engineering. Herbal.
Tom at TC, did you say?
Yes.
Tom Avent.
Was that Tom Avent?
I don't know what his name is.
He built construction. That's in Kanab, right?
Oh, yes, it's in Kanab.
Yeah, that's Tom Avent at Tebow Construction.
Tebow Construction, that's it.
Back to what Dave said a minute ago, why would we spend money on proving up or even doing the research to prove up the upper spring for a small number of landowners? It's just back to what...
Upper
cabins? Okay, thank you.
Okay, now...
That's the big one.
There's a problem with the 2 or 3 gallons a minute that we get out of the spring now? Did we pump up the hill?
No, there is not. We need to be very careful here. You guys have got two things lumped in to study the upper spring. One is cabin spring, which supplies the cabins. The other is what Dale calls the wet meadow, water right 89-12-59, which is a bunch of springs that come up in the longhorn pasture. Okay, we got two things on one line here, and they're kind of apples and oranges.
Well, what I put on there for the study of the upper spring is strictly the meadow spring that puts out around 40, 50 gallons a minute.
Okay.
And it may be, when the engineer looks at it, it may serve 30, 40 lots up there. But it would also serve the existing cabins on a gravity flow basis, but I wasn't given a lot of consideration to the cabin spring or the requirement on the cabins. Maybe the state will require that. Maybe they will not. Maybe they'll leave it alone for another 10 years. Well, that's some indication that the state may want to ask questions and might force us to change that upper water system, but I was not including that in this
$5,000. Okay, so that's three different streams. That's not the tapping streams on the $5,000.
But still the question hasn't been answered. Why does the association pay for the development? I doubt it.
Because they asked permission to be able to develop it themselves, and they had it all settled out so that they could, the four of, or five of them that were going to do it, and the board told them no, that if they were going to develop it, they had to make it a public system, and when you do that, it ended up being a bigger expense because they had to have it
well,
so there's more people.
Well, I'm in a similar situation where Phil Hall put in a well and told all of the neighbors that they could use it. He did it in a way that it could be a community, somehow different than just an individual single family or whatever, but we're still at $6,000 or $8,000 each instead of almost $1 million for the system. So there's a huge difference in numbers here.
Well, I got, and I thought Jody might be here. In fact, I think I bought a packet for each of you as to what is required for spring development for culinary water. So all of you can see that. It's a 7 or 8 page explanation that the state has put together. And so it'd be nice if it could have been done for $4,000. But it's not going to cost $800,000. So there's a little difference between $4,000 and
$800,000. Well, you're talking about just a study, Dale. Jody's talking about building a system.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. Just be sure everybody else is.
Let me just make this statement. In my opinion, if a group of landowners are going to go in and develop a water system, such as Poduck, those group of landowners go in with our permission and guidance and pay for and install a water system. I think that's about the only way that we can offer with our current fee structure any real assistance to groups of landowners. We've talked about maybe having the Water Conservancy come in and do a study, but even in that case, it would still be something that came back as several thousand dollars to each lot owner in the form of some kind of a special assessment. So within our current budget, in general, there's not the funds to develop a $800,000 water system, for example. And so I wouldn't even venture that we start down that direction because obviously it's impossible for us to, derive that. So the lot owners, the 20 or 30 lot owners in whatever case, say again, as an example, over in Podunk, it ended up costing them roughly about $5,000 each at that time. They did a system that probably today would cost them more like $10,000 each. And so, but there's at least a group of landowners that can decide, hey, we want to go in and do this or not. I don't think that the association can bear a lot of that expense unless we decide to charge a special fee or assessment for that. So most of these issues I think we talk about a lot, but really there's no underlying structure in which we have to pay for it.
You're right, Dirk, and I think that these things should probably be discussed. That's why we have a water committee, to discuss these things and bring these up and the expenses of these things to work this out before it even comes to the board for a proposal. But we didn't have the opportunity to do that.
And again, it may even be a group of neighbors who want to do something, even outside of a water committee.
I was going to say, the ranch.
Well, I think as being water resources at the ranch, it should go through a water committee so that we can keep a track of our water resources.
Right. I think we have an oversight role, but I don't think that we have a financial role.
Yes, you're right. And just answer another question. I couldn't tell who asked the question. In our bylaws about, you know, who's responsible for developing the springs, maintaining, that kind of thing, in the bylaws under number 7, it says under C, to provide for the maintenance of association springs, wells, buildings, corrals, and existing improvements to the same. So that would, you know, put some of the responsibility on the board, on the association, to help in the development of that, those things or maintain it. But, yes, budget plays a huge role in that, and if we can't afford it, it's something that has to wait. But I think they should all be considered that way and put on at least this is something that we would like to do in the future. And then let the Water Committee figure all that out.
Yeah, I think to some degree that sounds fine. And in regards to leaf spring, or any water right that the association owns, we might not financially have the ability to do a lot of development, but still we would have some oversight role in what took place.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
But I think it has to be gone through the Water Committee to make sure everything is done the proper way. Before it even comes to the board. You know, those things should be gone over before with the Water Committee or whoever's interested in knowing that information before it ever goes to the board for any consideration.
We're back to where you were in the beginning, where you as a group of landowners wanted to develop that spring to be able to use the water, right?
Yes.
We just made a big circle.
So why wasn't she allowed to do that? Why weren't
they? Well, she wasn't allowed to do it without the association's permission and control.
Okay, but they can do it.
I think if a group of landowners comes forward with a proposal that we can facilitate, that's, I think, a great thing.
We were told that it would have to be a public water system, and therefore that would be something that the landowners, it has to be made for everybody.
Well, again, that would be up to the group of landowners to decide. For example, if 3 landowners went in together and did something, or they're not going to be a public system, and they're not going to have those obligations.
But you wouldn't approve that for us. And we had that.
Well, I don't know that we wouldn't. The only thing that we said, my recollection, development of the well ought to be something that's coordinated with the association because we own the association. We has the water rights there, and we wouldn't necessarily want somebody coming into that without coordinating that effort with us.
Okay, and understand, too, the association has a diligence claim to that spring, which is to supply the agricultural and the cattle. The other 4 lot owners are the ones that have the rights for the culinary water off that spring.
Well, but also understand that within any area, agriculture is how the water rights are preserved under their current beneficial use, and that's not to suggest that there couldn't be future culinary use for that.
Right, that's correct.
So, in any case, I think that's kind of the role that the association would have in this regard, is to just try to oversee the development of that spring.
Okay, so we should have a separate meeting for that.
Or a proposal brought before the association board meeting. I don't know how best you want to deal with that.
Okay, we can talk about that later.
So, but I
rather than to take up the time today.
I think we have a clear financial obligation to provide for a water system, like, for example, the efforts that we put into the lower cabin system last year. I think we have some outstanding issues on the upper water system that we need to deal with. I think if we can kind of help facilitate other proposals that also serve those needs, that's good. Like in the lower water system, it was developed primarily for the cabins, but I understand that there have been some hookups allowed to that existing system.
Three.
And so
but I don't think we would have developed that system for those three users, however.
Correct.
So.
I understand that. Well, and my concern here, too, the other thing that was just brought up was the spring in the Upper Meadow. I guess he said it was Meadow Spring. Dale said it was Meadow Spring. For culinary purposes, well, who is that going to serve? How many people in that area are wanting the water? How many are going to go in with that as well? Because right now, from what I understand, the upper cabins has a perfectly fine water system. We just need to do some TLC on it, and it wouldn't cost that much to do that.
Well, and from my perspective, before Dale answers that, I don't think that it matters if five people benefited or 100. Back to Dave Turley's issue, those five or 100 should be responsible for paying for it. And
that's your answer.
The thing that we need to deal with is there something that if there is a group of five or 100 people that want to do something that we can either help facilitate or benefit while they are doing that activity. And I thought that was the original vein of this Meadow Water Rights, was to strengthen our cabin water system, upper cabin, with the understanding that there would be private funds put forth for additional activities that would connect in additional lots.
Yes.
So we don't have any proposal or plan for that yet.
Correct.
Okay, maybe it needs to wait till next year. My thoughts.
Okay. Well, let's kind of go back now into our priority list. We've got the first three.
Yep.
We're looking for suggestions for priority number four.
Pavilion up by the pond. It doesn't have to be that dollar amount, but definitely needs to be a priority. We're into it already.
You've already got some effort into that.
We're halfway there, we're 25% of the way there, maybe.
Let's just look at this.
We got all the materials, let's put it that way.
Right.
Do
we have any potential here for income making on any of these projects?
The RV park we've talked about, the rest, I don't know that they necessarily have automatic income.
The RV has potential, but you're kind of hesitant on that.
Could you rent out the pavilion once, Doug?
If I was a guy investing in RV parks at Deer Springs, I don't know that I would. But,
you
know. Some others
hard to
might.
Get enough income off of the van to cover the cost of insurance.
Well, if you rent out the pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but on the pavilion, I feel we should keep that a priority. It was kind of a tail end. We ran out of weather problems.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be this much. The reason Paul suggested this was for the pavilion, for cooking areas, for tables and benches and a lot of auxiliary items that might go with the pavilion.
Are you talking about
$4,000
or
$8,000?
We're talking here
$4,000.
The
pavilion
and tables is up top.
Yeah.
That's $4,000.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
Yes,
that's really fancy. Cross off the $4,000 one.
Cross it off?
Yes. The $4,000 was just... it doesn't matter what the number is, but right now we've got one line item. Pavilion and tables. So, I think just to finish the pavilion that we have, Dave, we haven't paid for the beams yet, right? They're like 500.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's maybe done. We've got the metal poles, right?
I think I did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're going to need metal siding. We got the purlins and the metal roof is already there.
We need concrete
and
1800. What do we got at?
Did we ever calculate how many yards of material?
As far as concrete,
it's going to be a lot more with our revised drawing.
Yeah. Those.
but let's figure out what's the dimension on that.
20 by 25?
Yeah,
20 by 24? 24 by 27. Because what I did is I went a foot
inside.
That's right.
So the drip edge is on the concrete?
No, the outside.
Outside of the concrete.
And it's only drip on the bottom end anyway.
We should be able to do that for,
it floats one way.
Based on that cost. I'm almost there, guys. That's a lot. We're probably at least 3,200 on
concrete
and stuff. So 32, 38 somewhere in there.
Leave it at 4.
Labor could really be one supervisor and a bunch of grunt.
And if 4,000 was the pavilion by itself, do we want have a pavilion with anything in it?
We could have one table.
Do we want a little barbecue like
we
the ones that we bought?
We need a barbecue.
Well, for $100, we could do one of those.
I'm talking charcoal.
You have to have a bigger barbecue.
Right,
but you have to have one that's twice that
big
size.
One that you
so what if we kind of said 5,500? That would get us a pretty good start.
We need to advertise that as a... around a party to make sure we get a bunch of people up there involved in it.
Have our annual meeting up there.
We'll get a spring party. We'll get 10% accomplished, though. As long as we do the final 10%, give me a chance to get 90% together. And then we can
Is that our fourth priority?
Can I make a suggestion with the summer help?
Yeah.
My kids work pretty hard out of the ranch. A lot of it's keeping headquarters picked up. Jeremy goes around with me and does a lot of the lifting and a lot of the... It's just kind of a small thank you to them.
On the budget for... Did we take it off?
No, we're just talking about it.
Be on there.
Okay, so summer help, 1,000. Everybody agree to that?
I agree.
We are up to spending so far $18,500.
The fences have to be done, right? We can't have cattle in there again without.
I think absolutely we're going to be in huge trouble.
Metal fences,
probably the highest priority.
And that is the fee that we received a proposal for?
Yeah.
For buttons?
We can choose to maybe do some of it this year and some of it next year would probably be a recommendation.
And question, why can't Paul do it versus contracting it out? Am I missing something?
Yeah.
Am I missing
something? Takes a lot of his time, but
I'm not a fence guy. I mean, I can go through, I've tried mending fences. And some of it
is mending or redoing?
Some of it's totally new. Some of it's just mending. What I would say for sake of discussion here is maybe we should cut this to about 7,000, try to do our best with a combination of some of Paul's help, some of Taylor Button's help. For example, Taylor Button had, I think it was $600
to do that whole
to do to redo all of the west or the east side and the bottom. You know, that's by the time he gets done with it, it'll be great, and that's a really good, wise use of his funds.
Yeah, that's
we're going to need to do. I'm kind of guessing out of Taylor's cost about
65% of it is materials, which he gets cheaper than we can get. But if I think we work with him, we can get him to buy all of the materials and maybe do half of the labor and Paul do half of the labor or something. Maybe get that, leverage it better.
Was this the example that you brought last time, Dale, about how we're going to change that upper meadow and moving it?
Yeah, that was my recommendation.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Taylor did anything on that or not.
Taylor has not, but I looked at it, and we would definitely, I think, cut off the top end of that, build a new fence, leave that old fence that has a decent look to it but isn't really holding cows in.
So in other words, this is a proposal, but we haven't made a decision as exactly what to do here.
I think if we decided, you know, we need to live within a certain dollar amount, we'll do as much as we can.
Okay.
If we did 7,000, it would not do the whole meadow. Absolutely not. But I think if we could get the top and the side and the bottom and maybe work on the west side later next year, I mean, even we talked about doing the sides going up the hill enough that maybe the west side becomes somewhat unnecessary.
Its own barrier?
Yeah. You know, we haven't had a lot of cows escaping on the west side, except up by Red Reservoir. We need to redo that area, right, and up the hill there. So we could probably do the critical areas, maybe 70% of it. Or we could spend more money and do it all. I mean, but...
Well, if we have some left over, we can always hit it.
Well, I guarantee we won't have some left over.
Yeah, Harris has talked about cattle being up in their plot place already.
Yeah.
So that's getting out of the north end there.
Yeah.
There's no fence between the meadow and Harris's or mine.
And they go through no fence really pretty good.
Yeah.
They're really good at that.
Can we just draw a line?
Okay. Let's go 7,000 then on it and see where we get with it.
Is that good? 7,000?
Yes.
But that should be number one, right?
Well
it's number six priority.
Okay. We need to do the head gates because all the money that we spent on all of those deals are no good unless the head gates are working.
I kind of agree with that.
2,000?
Yes.
That's what it costs.
But when we did 1, 2, and 3, are we sticking with those values, or did we?
Yes. Yes. We changed item 3 to 1,000.
Okay.
We changed item 4 to 5,500. We changed item 5 to 7,000. And we're now saying the head gates is item 7.
He's asking, did we leave grading roads?
1 was 8,000, 2 was 3,000.
And we left them.
Did we still need to spend 3,000 on the culverts, or is that just labor? I mean, Paul and I went down and got about $10,000 worth of culverts.
Right, mostly labor and riprap and
equipment.
Dirt.
Put them in.
And dirt equipment, fuel.
Put them under, yay!
What about, say with grading roads, why are we contracting that out? Is it something that Paul can do? And again, I'm just asking, why are we spending money somewhere else if we've got...
Or can we get Larry to do it again? He did it a lot less than that last
year. He did it, and we spent about that much. And if we have any kind of weather, we'll be spending that much again.
Yeah, okay.
Historically, and I think we need to go through this, hopefully still tonight, prioritizing Paul's responsibilities and what he should be doing and how much he has time to manage. But, yeah, it would be great to see us. I mean, in some ways, we ought to sell the John Deere or use the John Deere, you know, because we're...
And the Kubota.
And we're not, you know, making a lot of good use of that. And I don't know, Paul, how do you respond to that question from Dave?
If I have the time to do it, I would love to do it. I didn't do any grading this last year because we had said that we contracted it out.
Well, you did some local stuff. But...
Yeah. We had budgeted, I don't know how much. I left the grader fueled up, ready to go, sitting there. It never left.
What was that your understanding that you were not to do it?
Yeah, that was totally the understanding.
That was
that
it.
Larry was going to do the grading.
Well, but he's doing it with a different machine.
I know that.
Right.
That was Larry's choice. Because I kept asking him if he wanted to do it with the... And he kept saying, well, I'd rather use my little machine. It's, he likes using the
little... That little machine back in, certain areas is nice.
But I would imagine, did 40% of the roads get run last year, or 30%? Most of them were ignored by everybody.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't, and surprisingly, with as bad of winters we had, they weren't in that bad of shape. There were two or three areas that really needed some help.
Yeah.
So that's why I recommended that we sell the 2-8 piece of the equipment rather than having it set there.
Well, the Kubota is kind of necessary for emergency egress and access.
I think that'd be the stupidest thing for a ranch to do. They're not costing anything.
They're depreciating. They cost the city.
Now,
when
we get a big snowstorm, then the Braytons are just left out here by themselves, no way to get in or out.
I just think we should use it more effectively.
I
don't think there should be a ranch out there without the Kubota. It just needs more hours put on it.
It's been used for a lot of...
Yeah, the multi-purpose vehicle.
Right.
Well, it's been used for a lot of chaining now.
For what?
When he brush cut hogs.
There haven't been very many acres brush cut. No,
this year.
Not this last year.
No.
No.
Or the year before.
So it's probably not. I think, Dale, if I can jump in, you don't want to see him sold. You want to see him used.
Yeah.
As the first priority. But
if
we can't be smart enough to use him, why do we keep him?
I agree.
So
that's a good decision.
I think we need to say, it used to be that I think we ran pretty much every road in the ranch once a year.
Correct.
And sometimes when it was really a bad year, we paid Clark Lamb to come out and do it, because this was before Larry had his grader. But on normal years, we had the ranch graders and stuff that we would run most. Shift back to that,
So should we cut grading roads out of here?
I don't know that we should cut it all out, but maybe we could say we'd expect that we'd just use outside help for troubled areas or something that needed immediate attention that you couldn't fit in while you're fixing 5 water line breaks. But, in theory... I mean, last year was a year with a lot of water maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We shouldn't have that again
this
year. We've covered it, it should be good.
We've kind of fixed things good enough that that should have been an anomaly, but it seems like every time we turned around,
there
was another water issue.
There shouldn't be those water issues now, though. They should all be isolated.
On a normal basis, I think it would be something that should maybe fit in more, but...
We spent $6,000, $6,100 on grading roads last year. Larry did most of that work. Dave Don did some of them. But Larry did most of that. Maybe $6,000 last year. But that's a year with all that water.
But it's a year he didn't do that much, they just said. He didn't make it. It all didn't even get hit once.
Right.
Which is...
We haven't received Larry's bill this year yet, right?
Yeah, we did.
No, we have.
Larry paid it. That's part of this thing.
Okay.
So we could probably take that down. If we're going to do, the cinders and spreading those and stuff like that, then we may need, we're going to need some dump truck help and some other things there. But we could probably take that 8,000 down and say to 4,000 and say,
that's good.
This year let's try to put more reliance on Paul. And let's say this, Paul, so you have clear direction from the board. We would ask you to do all the road maintenance that you can fit into your schedule, and we would backfill with what can't, versus you feeling like, hey, I'm on stepping on somebody else's turf if I start, blading this because somebody's going to get mad because I did it one way and they were going to do it another way. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do we ever figure out how many days it takes to make a complete circuit under normal circumstances?
I don't know.
100 miles of road.
It was done within 2 or 3 days sometimes.
When Clark did it, he's got some pretty good grunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, even that old 1940-something that Beck said that, it covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't do the greatest job, but he did cover a lot of ground with it. And I don't know, maybe we need to define what we need to do in road maintenance. I mean, the ditching on my side is getting to the point that the water's going over the road again, so we need to talk about that.
Well, and that,
the roads are great.
Part of the reason why I don't just jump in the grader and go is I'm not the greatest grader as far as...
Learn from Larry. I
gotta
learn.
Yeah, but you'd get better if you did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And you're gonna make.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. We might get you to smooth the roads out, and then have somebody else come back and go over and do some of the ditching that needs to be done.
But to some degree, even with our roads and this, you like to see those nice fresh graded roads every
right.
year. And when we did it every year in some of the higher erosion areas, we were just adding to the problem.
Right. And
versus if we would have just sprayed the brush and done some things to keep the weeds down without having to cut,
The rocks on my side are disaster if you touch them with a blade.
Yeah.
So
did we cut that to 4,000?
Yeah. I think so.
And do we need 2,000 to do head gates?
Yes, I went over the detail of that in parts and
now,
stuff, and I'd be surprised if that can happen in with 2,000.
Are these head gates that we're going to work together on fixing?
You and Larry?
Me and Larry?
You and Larry, yes.
Okay.
Dirk, can we add some for headquarters? There are four items here. Fencing at headquarters doesn't have to be a 4,500, but we don't even have to talk about money right now, but put a fence around the propane tank. Do something about the grass.
So you're suggesting priority number 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should move the propane tank.
Priority 8.
And we can move it, but also if we put a fence around it, wouldn't be this big ugly white thing.
Well,
right
if it's on the side of the bunkhouse, I think it'd be a lot better.
Okay.
And that'd be free of charge for AmeriGas to do it.
Okay. And that would include at least some kind of a changing the fence in front or at least beautifying it in front of the ranch house.
If we said fence around propane tank slash
move it.
Headquarters front yard.
They're going to move the propane tank.
Right.
Okay,
I don't know what else going on. That doesn't cost anything, he said.
Right.
We don't need that $100.
We don't need dollars, but guess what? If it's not on the list.
No, we don't need the $100 to fence it. But the fence around headquarters?
Okay, so we're modifying this line item to say fence around headquarters front yard.
Can you replace the boards that are there?
Move propane tank. And is that it?
And if I said remodel bunkhouse store, at least improve the lighting. I don't know if we need...
Can I interject something there? The store used to be where all the tools are now,
right.
That is really nice, and I'm not sure exactly why. I don't remember why we ended up...
It's very hot without all the candy bars.
Yes,
what I was
told.
Well,
the location is so much better because that everybody's around in that area. But the store needs the door. The screen door is broken on it.
On that one side.
And we don't even need the door. I'd rather
at risk of being shot, can we go back though and put a dollar amount on priority 8?
Priority 8 is headquarters.
No, we'd rather shoot
the fence.
Just the fence around the front. If we move it, there's no dollar amount.
I understand, but we added to that the fence in front of the headquarters front yard,
which
was one of your priorities you wanted to see.
You fencing at headquarters, you have 4,500 up there.
Well, I'm trying to break out just the fence around the lawn area and the front yard.
The park?
And the park.
It's all
and the park.
What type of fencing are you thinking?
Something that's
poor
not...
fencing, like when you come in underneath the gate?
Something that doesn't need to be painted, not a lot of upkeep.
Something inexpensive.
Can we stick with the pole fence theme, the corral there by the granary and the entrance, or is that all going to be changed?
Well, if you do pole fencing, you need to put wire behind it, like 2x4 wire.
What are we keeping in or out?
Well,
what's the purpose of it?
Well, they can go around through the middle or either end right now anyway.
Right.
I know.
Are we actually trying to keep animals out, or is this just more of
a... Cows come in, which they shouldn't, but they do.
The garden cabin's always open anyways, but
In my view,
the fencing in between the parking lot and the lawn area is a decorative fence, not a functional fence.
Right.
If you want a fence for, say, dogs and stuff like that, your
household
fence, it should not even around your house. I think we got to get those in the back area, if possible, and have, you know, a dog run area there. I've had a lot of complaints about, you know, the dogs being out in the front and stuff.
I wish I would have known that.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as fencing goes, and dog runs go and stuff like that, where it's kind of your private animals and stuff, it'd probably be best if we put something
in the back.
Yeah, behind the house.
Yeah. Well, last time you brought up the two ideas of the two types of fences, and you sent us pictures, and I'm
But those are for cattle corrals.
But those, the cattle corrals there, but then we talked about leaving the posts in. Just finishing that out, so that would be the first, do you know what I mean?
I do. So that's not a functional fence, but it's kind of a directive, decorative.
So if we're going to do that there, then I would suggest we continue that theme all the way around.
That was all good.
So we're talking about two different kinds of fences instead of four or five. We want to keep that contiguous.
Right.
And I know Ollie did a lot wrong. But he did nice in that, and that's going to be there forever, and so is the corral fence that he has up there, which goes with that. So let's
Is that good for everybody, a rail fence there?
Are you okay with that?
I don't care.
Rail.
I like
rail
fences.
Not 2x12s.
Yeah,
right.
But when you do...
Natural
poles all the way across here. And we'll develop it more, but
Nancy, what do you think?
When you come down the driveway, that fence, there has to be... huge gates in front of the corral because there's a chute
we're gonna have
there.
To put a huge gate right out
because there's
by
a chute there so that and the trucks
not
pull out
deal.
In that field and back into the
I don't think we'll continue that any further. That would be the stopping spot of that fence there and that whole area on the right is they have to stay open for larger trucks.
I think we're talking about different sides of the road.
Okay.
Talking about the barn side.
You're talking about the barn
side?
Okay.
Back to just around the headquarters and the playground area and the garden cabin, that area, the fence that people see that looks like not what we'd like it to look like now. Changing that over to a three-rail pole fence of some kind, natural wood.
Cedar and pine.
And
yes.
So what should we throw out for a budget number for that?
Well, we could start on it. We don't have to finish it this year. How about...
I'd say we finish that.
Okay.
Is that the fence yard?
Yeah.
Fence yard. Yeah, fence yard.
Thank you.
Realistically, it's going to be more like 5,000 or 6,000.
I don't think it's
going to
be that much.
I don't
either.
Well, we just did ours.
Yeah, but ours is all finished wood, you know, like 1,000 feet.
A lot of these materials can be found on the ranch.
Can we get the post on the ranch?
Can we get the post free?
I think we can get the post on the ranch, and, you know, if we do the kind of thing where they drill the holes through and bend the... I know they did one up here at the BLM, and they just pounded it through a 3-bar. And
us and the scouts.
Yeah, so you saw that.
That was with lodgepole.
Right.
Lodgepole time.
Would that constructing technique work?
We'd have to buy a load of lodgepole pipes.
We don't want to buy.
Yeah.
So then how much hardware would we need?
3-bar.
Not a lot of hardware.
3-bar, just 3-bar.
But if the lumber...
Put it in, bend it.
Well, I think we can obviously get the post on the ranch or right next to the ranch. We can get a post permit from the BLM. You can get a lot of posts for $50.
If we want uniform shaped lodgepole, we're probably gonna have to buy it.
I think
if we want rough cut cedar bark type poles, we can definitely get those on the ranch. Like Ollie's were rough cut cedar.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and I don't know that they look quite as finished as I'd like to see right there
on the ranch yard.
Right. Had a long stretch.
Yeah, not across the front. It wouldn't look as good. It's okay where it's
at. I think kind of some cut, nice shaped lodge poles along, say, from the north corner down through to the garden cabin would be
very good.
Nice, and then maybe over by the playground area and other areas could be in that front. Could be the rough cut.
Do we have any idea how many linear feet we're talking about?
No, we haven't measured it.
I think I measured the front side. It was 400 and something feet.
When I bought the split rail cedar and three rail from Taylor not too awful long ago, it ran around $3 to $4 a running foot. It wasn't that much. All it took was drilling holes in, you just put the post in.
Would we be sinking the post in cement, or are we okay out there?
You'll be all right.
You pack them in dirt, and you just tamp them down as you put them in.
Okay.
Very solid.
And then they hold the posts in there, and then the posts go against each other.
What if we started with like a $4,500 number?
It probably is going to have to be a fair amount.
That would go in front of the just where all the fences
let's
are.
Do it all.
Your game.
And then everything.
Is that $4,500 on here?
No, we're down at the propane tank deal.
No, we're at fencing.
Oh. No, that's for the...
Yeah, we are at the one that was propane tank, and we changed that to be fencing around the headquarter front yard. And we're putting $4,500 there.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
When AmeriGas says they'll move the tank, will they trench in a new line to the ranch house?
They sure will.
No kidding. Good for them.
Hey, now we're looking at priority 9.
I want to throw something out.
I think it's on here, Vance.
What?
Your cabin solar.
No. I'm going to put in a vote for the container.
Oh.
And somebody just says 20-foot container. It doesn't say what it's for. What it's for is about every other meeting this whole year we've talked about record storage. And everybody unanimously says, yeah, we got to do something. So... let's do something. That $1,800 figure is what it costs me to get one more or less delivered from St. George. You can probably do better, especially if you put the screws to valve. So that's what that's there for.
I'm up in my place for that.
I've dealt with Val just recently on containers, and he had told me quite a story about how they're really up in price. And so... even though historically we could do some low-cost things, they will cost us more now. I just got one delivered at my place through Val, and I put all the screws to him I could.
How much was it for 20?
It was a 40-foot, and it was one that he happened to already own, so he didn't have to go get another one, because he said if he had to... to buy another one now, it would cost $2,800, and he had to pay the freight from California about another $500, and then his profit and so forth. This one cost me about $2,750, and the 20-footer was only something like about $400 or $500 cheaper. So, and I called like 6 or 7 places around trying to find, and he was... $500 cheaper than the next lowest price. So
you're better off going with a 40-footer.
Alan Speed sells them also.
So all I'm saying is, I'm just throwing out that priority there.
Yeah.
I mean,
where would it go?
And then there's one other that isn't really on the list, and it's kind of, we don't know what's going to happen. You guys are all up to speed on the irrigation well not pumping, correct?
Kind of.
Okay. What kind of allowance are we going to make for that whole situation? We set aside $1,000 for engineering that can't happen until the irrigation well's fixed. And this has a deadline. Don't forget. Sorry to mess everything up, but there it is.
Well, that didn't. Yeah, I didn't get that in an email to put on the budget list.
Well, it wasn't really a budget item until we tried to pump the well a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't.
Oh.
Right, but it needs to be. You're right. It needs to be on here. That needs to be a priority.
I mean, I don't really know what the budget for it. We haven't. There's a couple. I've emailed all of you about some things we want to maybe try. But our plan B, and those things we want to try will cost us nothing, but our plan B, whatever that turns out to be, will cost us something.
Can we not use the existing well to prove up on the water right?
Well, that was the other thing I brought up, and Brent and I discussed it a little bit, is if we can't get the old irrigation well back to up to running, we'd have to go through a procedure probably with DWR to remove it as a potential POD and take all of our water off the new well. I don't see why they wouldn't go for that.
Right. I think that's probably our best bet right now.
Okay. And then if that's the case, we still have a little bit of money involved in engineering, which you already talked about. It was at the last meeting we decided to set aside $1,000 to look at that.
Right. How much was that again?
I'm sorry?
How much was that again?
You had said $1,000 to, at the time, have the engineers come out, do the flow tests, and redraw the lower map such that we can meet our September 2010 deadline for revised map.
Hey, I would propose that we add that as item number 9 because we can't let that lapse. And we call that, what water rights should we call that, Dan?
I would just say HQ, we need to submit a new map showing, just HQ new map and required engineering. I guess that would be good. Does that sound right?
H2, water rights to beneficial use.
Right. And I'm hoping, like I say, we may want to talk to the engineers again and say, okay, here's the situation. We would like to do it this way and just take that whole water right out of the one well and see what they think.
So should we put maybe 2,000 in there to cover
the right? I'm hoping it doesn't come to that, but yeah.
Hey,
Dale.
So
why are you shaking your head now?
Terrible thing to think about.
Isn't it right?
Doing anything on the old well.
Yeah, disuse the new one.
The engineers have already checked out the new well, and the paperwork is going to the state engineer. So if somebody wants to duplicate it or do something else, I guess they can. But the proof on the water right is probably already presented to the state engineer.
Well, how did they get their flow test on the irrigation well?
They don't need it.
Oh, well, that's news to all of us.
the water right was to locate the new well and to do a flow test on it. And while you're there, why don't you do a flow test on the old well, too? The engineers are presenting the results to the state engineer's office to say the old well wasn't running, and so we did not do a test. Here's the engineering you asked for to prove up on the water right, and here's the flow test that's required on that, and leave it alone. Otherwise, you're going to end up planting 20 acres of alfalfa and trying to get the trying to save that big water right.
So help me understand here. If we're not saving the big water right, what are we saving? Something smaller?
All we're doing that you and Jody have kept talking about was engineers coming in and modifying the old map and locating exactly the new well location and giving that to the state engineer's office. That has, in fact, been done. And the engineer believes that probably concludes the requirements for September of 2011.
All right, well, but without diminishing the available ag right for irrigating those acres down there?
Not at all.
Okay. We'll wait and we'll just see. This is none of us have heard of this. Okay, this they did not. The last we all heard was they needed to flow test both wells, quote unquote.
No, that's because when I called Bullocks and asked them to come do it, they went to Clark Adams at the engineer's office, and he visited with them what they needed and what they should have, and he also made a comment that why don't you get the flow on the other well? The engineers do not believe that that was a requirement, but kind of as a courtesy. I think we'll need to find out when the report goes to the state engineer.
Right.
They may have other requirements, or they may take it as it is right now.
Or they may accept the old flow record for that well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, this is new information that I didn't know about, certainly, and I don't know if anybody else did that I've been talking about with it, so... it sounds like a good plan. Might still want to put some money in place just in case.
Well, Bullock Brothers, for what they've done out there, have not been paid. They have not billed us either.
Any thoughts about what they're going to charge?
It will be coming.
2,000.
2,000.
We think 2,000.
Well, okay, there you go.
Okay, so now we're looking for priority number 10.
Oh, can we go back there for just a second? Excuse me for interrupting. Gail, can we get documentation of that, too, to make sure we have it in the records?
Documentation of what?
Of what their engineers did and what they submitted to the state.
Oh, yes. I think they usually always give copies to their clients.
Okay, so they'll come into Deer Springs Ranch. We can just go ahead and file those with our paperwork then.
File what with the... Oh, with the... History paperwork? Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
If we are not going to do a container because it sounds like it's too much, may we rent a storage unit to put things in? I can't have them. It's too much to have at my house. And the storage units are and maybe there's others in the, but they're $55 a month. Which would total $700.
Just a thought on this. There's a half a dozen containers on the Sharon's property, and a couple of them are in pretty good shape. They might need a little bit of, you know, cleanup. You could probably buy one of those for $500, I'm guessing.
There's nothing going on there.
I mean...
Which lot are they?
Right next to us, and we'd be glad to have them.
169,
you guys are 160, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it's right north of us, right? East
169.
So, if you want, I can make a phone call to Judy. And inquire.
That'd be great.
If we could pick one of those up for $500, then we could just eliminate the idea of $55 a month.
It adds up.
I totally agree. That's why I put container first before the 55.
In behalf of our headquarters beautification, where is it going? Where's it not going?
We're painting it camel.
We're going to put it right on the wall.
I'm
going to
spray that out.
Put it in front of the
front. Put it down in the ditch.
it would have to be to the north of the ranch
house or something.
So it's not a big white
The north east.
I think we should put it next to the outbuilding that I want to build.
I thought our budget was hard to deal with, Mike. Ours is nothing.
Okay, so I'm looking for priority number 10. Is it the container?
Hey, here's one more thing to think about.
Or something like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. No worries.
Yeah. What were your thoughts, Joni?
I did talk to Val Cram this summer because we wanted to put a storage container on our lot. And he quoted me $2,000 for delivered and set up for a 40-foot container. I don't know if, that's probably a really good price for a 40-foot.
We had that discussion. Dirk just talked to him recently also. It had gone up to $2,000.
I not just talked to him. I wrote him a check.
He took a check from you?
Yeah.
We're not getting anything
much, right?
Okay, so shall we put down here, the lease we should do is to rent spend $700 to rent you a place to get it out of your house. So
I can wait.
No, let's take that $700 and say if we can put a container, if Mike can get a used container moved over there, could we do? And we could do it for $700. Would that be a value to us?
Yeah, I think the $700, whatever we would spend on getting a storage unit,
right?
I think we ought to put that as the budget.
Okay, great. Right. Let's do that.
I think we ought to put it to $1,000 because we're going to need shelves in it.
Right.
You just keep wanting to spend more money, Dirk. What are we going to do with you?
Dirk, item number 11, are we going to go to that?
I'm doing
10.
Are you talking time? Or?
Finish the barn.
Okay, we spent $31,000 of our $46,000, and we're at priority 10, looking for priority 11.
I have painting upper cabins on here because I know a bunch of you guys don't use the cabins. I do.
I do.
Yeah, that Dave does. That's right. The upper cabins are needing to be painted.
Well, I'm not sure we need to go to painting yet. Let's study. How about this upper spring? Are we going to do anything with the upper spring? Study of that upper spring? Did we do that, Dale? To your satisfaction?
No, it hadn't been talked about.
Right, and we still have to figure out what to do with that and how much to put there before we go into the next one, I think. Tell us what we need to do there, Dale.
Well, the preliminary was going to be about $2,500, and the engineered drawing. I think these are kind of the same things that the other firm here in town bid $29,000 on. I think the engineer out of Cedar City would give us that same information, but this is a bigger spring, and it's one that I think is going to be needed for the pavilion and for those upper cabins, as well as some private cabins throughout that area. And so I would like to see it approved.
Doesn't that go back to what Dave's brought up twice?
The private cabins buy into it eventually?
There's another $100,000 as far as construction stuff. This is just kind of the study to find out where and when and have a professional kind of budget proposal to come in. But yeah.
And is this to replace the existing water source for the cabins, or is this just an additional water source?
I really think that the existing spring and system that's there is inadequate, and if we have more use, we begin to violate the rules, and the state could at any time say, not approved.
I think that's
do not use this water.
And
this would be at least studied so we'd know how to hook these springs into it if they are approved for culinary water.
So once we develop the water in the meadow, then we get a bottle of Deer Springs water and sell it, and that's an increased income in our budget?
You know, I had an architect out of Las Vegas that not only did that, but he took samples. One time I had printed bottles like this that said Deer Springs.
I remember that.
So it is a possibility.
Let's do it.
I think what he's saying, and I just talked to the state about this, that system up there is right on the edge as far as occupancy. As far as usage, it's not a public water system. It is a water system, but it's not classified as a system that is tested. And it is tested, but it's not certified as far as the state goes.
And there's times that the spring and the water has run out up there, which this, if this were available, would give us a good water source.
So, Dirk, what are your feelings on this?
Well, I think if it ties in to solving the upper cabin spring issues, which I know need resolution, we either need to put some effort into that and fence it off better, and I need to do that anyway. But that it might have some basis to be co-evaluated with the association. But I think the understanding of, let's say we do this test, this evaluation, or we put $5,000, how much do you think the total cost will be?
Well, I think depending on how far you run these lines, I think it could be...
No, I mean just for the evaluation.
Excuse me, tell me again.
Just for the evaluation.
Budget amount.
Budget amount.
I think that's what I put in, the $5,000.
You think it would totally cover it?
Because the initial study, I actually have a letter from the engineer that gave me these figures.
So we would understand that the association would not be responsible for funding the water system development for the private lots.
No, no. I think that if you end this up and the engineer says, okay, here's the map and here's what it's going to cover, and it's $250,000, most of that's going to be carried by the private lots around the area.
But what we don't know is what it will cost to pipe that in to the upper cabins.
Excuse
and
me.
That the association will bear.
Yes.
For the upper cabin part,
the pavilion and the grove area. So there's a half a dozen things that the association would, I'm sure, budget their proportionate share. If there's 30 hookups and six of them are association, I think it could be divided out and very fairly said, oh, yeah, this is kind of who will pay for it.
But no hard figures. No money for this until we know what that's going to cost. Not one dime.
Well, I am.
I have to agree with that. We want a full proposal. I mean, that's what's required to do this kind of thing.
I mean, you're required it of Jody. This $5,000 is the tip of a Titanic-sized iceberg.
This is Brent. Hold on a second, man. Somebody's on the phone here.
Jonna.
Hold on just a second.
I am.
Jonna, we're in a board meeting. Quit interrupting us.
Well, I should meet her. Are you still having it?
Yeah.
We'll
be here till tomorrow.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, no. We have to start at the board meeting.
Oh, I forgot. Invalid option?
All right, we're talking apples and oranges.
Is everybody still on there?
I'm sitting here looking at this and going, all right, so what we want to do
is we want to look at
just where last year when we put in $2,000 to have an engineer look at Leaf Spring, right?
Right.
And to have an engineer look at Leaf Spring and then come up with a plan, because there was going to be a certain amount of that water was going to be allocated to Deer Spring. On this, so we allocated $2,000 to that and we never really spent it. So what you're saying here, Dale, is what you wanted to have done is have the engineer come out and study the upper spring to see if it's feasible to replace the current water source for the upper cabins, and then this feasibility study would include how many private lot owners, if they decided to develop it, you know, Deer Springs would pay our share for the cabins, and then the private lot owners would fund the their individual costs, you know, how long, however many feet of pipe, whatever. Okay. So, is this what, this is the number you think would cost to have the engineer do the feasibility study?
I have a letter from the engineering company with those figures. Now, again, they're asking for a budget. How can you have a budget if you don't have a drawing? You know, how do you, where do you start on this thing? This is just a very a primary beginning on this thing to have a professional layout and evaluation as to how you convert a spring connected for culinary purposes.
Right.
Okay, can I interject here?
It's working.
That is why I went out and was told to plan this all. So, Dale, I didn't have an engineer go out there yet. I provided GPS coordinates. I provided footage. I provided what was detailed that was needed from DSR to make it into a public water source. I have all that information, and I got a firm proposal or an estimate proposal. I think that needs to be done on this before we allocate any money for it, because once you put the $5,000 into the bucket, you're going to have $5,000 more again and again and again and again until it's done. And you're going to come up with, you know, an $880,000 proposal as well. So I
not
think
me.
Be planned.
Yeah, I think to not spend a whole lot of time on this, there are other things that may eat up that money. And
but still, we've got that spring issue, the water issue, and this is a Deer Springs Ranch cabin issue versus private owners that Jody's involved with.
It really wouldn't matter. We just need a plan. It doesn't matter if it's for Deer Springs Ranch or private or whatever.
You've been given the go-ahead. Deer Springs Association isn't paying for it. The owners are paying for it for you and your neighbors versus DSR cabins that need a water source and possibly other landowners that could buy into the system.
Okay, same thing here. If you're going to go out and build another ranch house, don't we want to have a proposal for the finished product before we start allocating funds to it? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything about leaf springs. I'm saying if we're going to look at developing a spring, we need the plan. We need to know a ballpark of how much that end is going to be before we even start going that direction. Otherwise, we're going in it blind.
$5,000 would be used to pay for that initial assessment. And so, again, we're talking apples and oranges.
But I paid nothing to get the estimate that I got.
Okay. Yeah, but one of the things that you don't have, Jody, is, and I'm not necessarily coming to the defense of this project, is this would also give us a firm estimate. We never got an engineering estimate on Leaf Spring.
This would give us drawings and everything right now. This would give us a system design.
And this is just for the spring. This is not a system designed for the distribution system or anything else. This is just for the spring development.
It would be a preliminary on the distribution system. It would not be engineered in. It would not be drawn to scale.
Okay.
But it would probably be an overlay on an aerial photo that would show where it would be. You know, they'd say a stub out over at the Finley Cabin and a stub out at the Pavilion and a stub out at the Grove and the four stub outs up at the cabins on
the hill. Right. Now, in what you've looked at here, have you established roughly how many lot owners would benefit from this? I mean, I know all the ones that you know go down there, you know, south of the where the current cabin spring is, and then there's the ones in the first part of Crawford that would benefit.
Yeah, those the ones directly. Well, over into Crawford.
Right.
I have a little aerial photo that I think showed 36 lots that I think would gravity flow.
Okay.
And I think gravity flow is an important
sure
part of the program.
Well, here's maybe a pivotal decision about this. If none of the private lot owners would participate in this, would we still be doing this?
Yes.
Because don't we have to. Right?
Do we have it?
Okay. We have options, but we would have to do something.
We have to do something.
Can the existing spring be included in this assessment that services the cabins? Yeah, I think they could look and evaluate that, too, if it would be...
I guess just in the wrong place. I don't know that there's anything that they can do with the existing spring. it's too small to spend $20,000, you know, working on it, especially if we've got this other one.
So its capacity can't be enhanced much.
I don't think so.
Should we do a survey with the 30-some-odd lots that are going to be affected by this and see if they're willing to participate in part of the cost of the study?
That's a good idea.
And that's also why I come back to, would it be something we'd do even if all 30 lot owners came back and said, nope, we don't want to participate?
But we're still back to, we got to do something.
Yes. Because if we need to do something, no matter what, we need to do this.
It would be in fact, the water system.
Decide that, hey, we wouldn't do it unless we've got 25 other participants, then 25 other participants probably ought to help us even with this $5,000 cost.
Well, I think they would eventually. I think this would be one of the budget items that would be worked into the whole budget. It's not an upfront fee.
I vote for doing it. Dirk, let's do it and get going here.
Dale, I have a question. And maybe
yes.
And Paul can help with this. Why do we need to change the spring for the upper cabins? Can you explain that to me? What is needed up there that's not done?
A bunch of things.
Oh, Jody, we don't have enough time, but the pipe's not very deep enough. In some cases, it's not approved pipe. We don't have an approved spring box.
I would hate to open up the spring box.
Yeah. There's 14 or 15 different items that I can come up with off the top of my head that I have fixed up there.
Oh.
And so we're gonna have to address this issue at some point in time or another. And it's usually what happens is it's usually addressed during a storm when somebody's up there and they don't have water.
And
you're down there digging a hole.
We've been really fortunate to not have huge problems up there. Thinking about it, we have good water. I think we ran out of water once, and that was my fault, but there's good water. It's just the whole entire system needs an upgrade. And as far, if we do more occupancy, the state's going to have us certify that system, and that would cost us thousands, tens of thousands.
Are we going to have the new one certified as well?
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it would cost thousands either way.
Yes.
Except one produces a couple of gallons a minute, the other produces 50 gallons a minute.
For the same amount of money.
So Brent and Paul, you're saying that spring system of the upper cabins really does need some work. It wouldn't take just putting more money into that and getting it right. It would require a whole new system.
Yes.
Financially, it probably, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So if we spend this $5,000 and find out that bringing the upper cabin system up to spec is something we can never afford, then what?
Well, I think the only thing that we have that might cause us to lean forward with this is we know that Dale has personally committed to help pay for this system.
why would Dale do that?
So did Dale just fall over? I didn't hear anything.
No.
Joke.
Dirk knows that that's a reality.
Oh.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I have some lots there in the area.
Oh, so some of the 36 are yours.
I mean, I know that. But I also have a great interest financially in the cabins that need water on the hill for the association. So I believe strongly that this is in every member's best interest who has an interest in the wet meadow or the cabins or the fish ponds or the pavilion. It's ridiculous. I think that it's clearly a very beneficial move for Deer Springs Ranch.
Well, you know what? And heavens knows, Dale, I love disagreeing with you, but in this case, I have absolutely no problem in spending some money to find out the feasibility of all this stuff, okay? That's how I'll never know.
We have to.
We won't know unless we do.
And you know, the variables involved in running water lines up to the upper, you know, fixing the upper cabin system and a few other things is, this seems like a rather, hey, $5,000 to me is a lot of money. But it seems like a kind of a small amount to find out if we're going to be able to, you know,
reach compliance.
Yeah, yeah, reach compliance and do some things, because we could end up, you know.
Okay, let me ask, do we have agreement on this for priority 11?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to suggest priority 12 is finish the barn. We've made most of the progress, and I think we've really got to get that finished.
Yeah.
And Brent thinks this $1,000 is adequate.
For the materials we need, I think it's adequate. You know, we'll donate the forklift time, we'll donate the, you know, I can get the... What's that?
Donate the forklift time?
No. We'll donate the forklift time. We'll donate we've already got the timbers.
Okay, I would like to suggest that we put cooking grills, after having lots of discussion on that, as priority 13 for 600.
Can you add 4 feet for 200 or something for trees? Leaves?
Anything?
Trees. Something.
Okay.
Trees.
So,
pavilion. That's a pavilion?
So that's the headquarters trees.
Is it?
Well, let's call it trees anywhere.
Okay. I like that idea.
14.
Okay.
Hold it. Let's 14 talk about the... No, priority number 14.
Oh.
Let's talk about the dollar amount there.
When I came up with 2,500, I thought 25 trees for $100.
So we'll just go smaller trees, but we got to do trees that work.
Well,
I know. Some of the expensive trees are about
$300. You need to put half of your money into at least the drip system. Because we already have put thousands of dollars of trees up there.
Well,
if they're not hooked into some kind of drip system, they're dead. And so
I think we spent hours watering.
I'd rather put in 10 trees that are going to live than 100 trees that are all going to die.
Right.
I'd rather put in one good lumberable one and cut it down.
Yeah, when we plant these trees, Brent's already salivating about what he can do.
How much are we going to spend on trees, guys? What's our amount?
And is it just trees, or is it a system of water?
It needs to be trees
plus the drip water. See, one of the things that we did that was smart is we've got a stub out there where the water turns, and we really now can run water any direction we want without shutting the whole system down to make a connection.
And we're talking about the pond?
No, stubbed out right next to the barn.
No, we're talking, so you want trees up by the...
Well, I'm just asking.
No, this is... For the head down in the headquarters area, we're hoping. But you know what? Now that you mention it, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
At the pavilion?
It'd be nice to have some trees.
Have you seen that little bushy tree down that's got the fence around it?
Oh, that's right.
To keep the cows from eating
it? Just have to be protected from it.
It doesn't grow.
So did we decide on an amount? How much money do we have left, Dirk?
We have left $6,400.
Oh,
or no, $8,400.
$8,400.
No, we can at least put some paint on.
After headquarters trees?
Before headquarters trees.
Oh.
We have a total committed $37,600 of our $46,000.
Can I,
let's do 800 on trees.
That's not very much.
I know. But then we could get some paint on the cabin. And a mattress.
I have some people that wanted to donate their time and money to paint some cabins.
If we put the trees in now, before the ground freezes, which it hasn't, we'd get them a lot less money, and they'll survive a lot more.
By next spring.
If I put them in this time of year, then we would wait till spring.
I ain't going to plant any trees that don't have a water system in it before they go in the ground.
I agree with you.
It's crazy to do otherwise up there.
So how much do we spend on trees? Dirk, are you figuring that out?
No, I'm waiting for a number to come out of the air.
2,000.
2,000? You got trees on there.
Trees and system, because we've got to include the system.
Yeah. Okay, 2,000?
Going once.
And that's at what says 2,500, so even though we have to
pay for it. Three times.
So we have 4,000 left.
You know, we might want to invest in one of those big tree spades. Then we can go over dirt.
Yeah.
Ben says he's got a lot of trees.
Okay, we got...
down the creek.
We have $6,400 remaining.
Can I make a suggestion?
Paint for cabins.
What?
Paint.
Yeah, paint.
And
Paul,
what do you
suggest?
$1,500.
For paint?
I have a sprayer, which I bought
right
first year.
You have
so it's basically just paint.
Great.
So hey. Where's that go?
So 15.
Upper cabin.
Hold on.
So we can all
let's make it $1,400, then we can get a round number here.
Yeah, they're complicating my math.
Is that $100 in there?
Did I say $1,500?
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion about some fencing at headquarters?
Yeah.
Corrals and a couple gates. If we start this year, this next year, with $2,500 in 5 years, I think everything will be taken care of as far as... I really like those pictures that you sent, Dirk.
Those were great.
With the railroad tie posts and the 2x10s or whatever it was.
But again, we're getting away from
that. Turned out really nice, by the way.
But that's just where the cattle are.
Right.
We're just going to have two styles, and that would be the style where we're going to really need to hold the cattle or the cows or the mules or whatever.
Well,
and this is the more aesthetic.
It's really kind of embarrassing to have people bring their cows in and just the fence falls down, and it's just a mess. I think if we start somewhere, if I could do the...
Okay, in today's meeting, we don't even need to decide what style.
Right.
Just, are we going to budget some money towards that?
Let's do it.
How much do we have left?
We have 5,000, or let's see, 4,900.
4,900.
So if you did fencing at headquarters and gates, and you went...
2,500.
2,500?
I just, you know, when you pull into the ranch, that's the first thing you see.
Right.
That and the trash trailer, right?
Right.
it'd just be nice to...
A little bit more of the fence.
Can we still budget some money? We could still put a cedar fence, cut, whatever that's called, a decent-looking fence around that trash trailer, and then we don't have to look at it. Just like if we're going to move the propane.
I had a thought. You know how when you pull in, you see the back of the trailer? It's like this. What if I were to turn the trailer like that?
But we just decided we're not going to have that problem because we're going to haul the trash.
Well, we're going to look at all
that. The trailer's
still
going to be there.
We're going to start.
The trailer's going to be somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of the trailer this way.
Instead of driving it into town, he's going to drive it to the...
But it's still going to... I thought we were going to make him go down and dump it somewhere else.
But the trailer itself has to be
there. No, but my picture was that the trailer was going to sit someplace else to be dumped in. They were going to have to go there.
And whether we haul it into town or we haul it to a burn pile...
Okay.
We can still park the trailer somewhere else. We probably just still need the trailer parked somewhere.
Thoughts? How many people who come to stay at the cabins know where the trailer is, and when it's not there, come and find you? Like, where's the trailer? Why don't we put stuff? And if they're not there, do they leave the trash on the
doorstep?
Where the laundry
is? With the trash trailer right next to it,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or when they put their laundry down, they put the trash right next to it.
Either got to put a sign that says trash trailer over there, or I don't know what. But
we'll figure
that
out.
Happened this
That's,
last year. So
we do need to hide the trash trailer, whatever we do. We need to put some...
Well, let's say
okay.
Fencing at headquarters / gates /
trash
trailer.
Hey, I turned it off.
Let's up the budget to 3,000.
That's a good one.
Okay? 3,000 instead of 2,500.
There we go.
We didn't change that word.
So we're going 3,000?
Mm-hmm. That's number 8.
Okay.
I'd rather do 2,900.
Yeah.
No, that's
right. I agree.
Did you guys,
Hey, we have 1,900 left, and it's going fast, so you better make
sure. Well, Tim wants something.
Please.
Little room to give a bonus to the managers.
So we're paying them really reasonable rates, I think, right now.
That's probably not part of this discussion.
How about our...
Okay, I didn't know that was part of it or not.
How about solar power in Cabin 7 and Cabin 8?
I think solar is one of the things we ought to do a little bit more of.
Vance, when he was here for Thanksgiving, did a...
Can you do it for 1900?
Used.
Yeah.
You can do both cabins for 1900. It's probably cheaper than that.
Let's do it.
What about
if they have something else they want to out-compete that last kid?
Would $200 be allowed for the general bathroom? Pretty bad.
I would like to redo that.
I think
I could probably do
it's
that.
It's not on the list.
One bathroom?
Remodel bunk out.
It does need to be.
All right, back to remodeling the bunkhouse probably.
That last bathroom.
I agree. That thing, I'm embarrassed to have people go and use that bathroom.
Is that the one inside in the store?
Oh, no, they don't use that one. That one's not even...
In the same building.
But it's... I don't think we're going to get there for $200.
And then just stiff up the shower part.
I think we got to get serious if we're going to...
Well, let's cut the solar in half and put the other half towards the bunkhouse.
So do $1,000 to the solar and the $900 to the bathroom?
Solar, not two.
I think because we're using the panels that came off the ranch house. It's basically batteries and an inverter. And I think Vance could probably fill you in on the rest. But
16. Okay, priority 16 is remodel bunkhouse, $1,000. Priority 17 is solar panel, $900. Solar power, $900.
$900
cabins.
So
we have now spent all of our money.
Wait, I'm lost. You win. Remodel the bunkhouse, which is the bathroom.
Priority 16.
You do know you're not getting credit for being here the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Yep, you're right. Priority 17.
And when you did show up, you didn't talk in.
Well, it's a wrong number. I'm
priority 17.
So 17 is the solar panel, and the ranch house bathroom is 18. Okay.
We did it. Well, it took us
now we go to
5 hours.
Can you please look over anything else on the agenda and answer any reason why we should stay here another 5 minutes?
I could have been gone 5 minutes ago. So, whatever you get.
I would like to make a recommendation. Normally don't speak much about it, but I sent a proposal via email about increase in salary.
And again, that's not for our public meeting.
Okay.
We will stay after and we will discuss that.
Okay.
For the balance of our public meeting, do we have any other items that we need to discuss?
I sold the ranch truck.
Good deal.
And,
thank you.
That's $2,000. And I believe I have the other...
Good deal.
I think I have the other truck sold, too. But
super.
We'll see.
I make a motion that we close this right now and go into executive meeting.
Hey, can I say one thing first?
All right.
You can, but we're shutting off the phone.
Do you guys not want to put like a $2,000 buffer in that budget so next year, at the end of the year, we don't run out?
It has a $3,000 buffer.
We didn't run out.
Okay.
Okay, and one more thing. Is any of your lists that you guys made, I wasn't able to keep track of when you reprioritized things. Any of them good enough to scan in?
Well, we can fax you this, but you won't like it.
I can make head. You got to see what I've got.
I'll be typing.
We'll retype the budget over the next while here.
I'll be typing it up.
I just totally lost all the line items about halfway through.
Did you hear about the solar power?
Yeah, one of them. And if you'd rather spend that on the bathroom, that was totally an option. When I sent you guys that email, it was more of, hey, it works. I wasn't necessarily asking for money.
I think it's a step towards the future as far as...
Oh, no, and I appreciate that, but I didn't necessarily mean for it to become a budget item, just so you know.
You don't need to apologize. It's a good idea.
It's been a good idea for many years.
Okay.
So who moved?
Hey, everybody.
Kathy, bye, honey.
Hi, there.
Well,
are you
Kathy, in her?
Yep.
What a man.
A boat?
Second. By anybody?
You.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, please. I move that we move, go into executive session.